Didi kumba kali bada kabaya karabo kushiki didi kuri bashi didi didi kura bakasa dadadi rikadi bashi didi kumba kasa didi 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 bashi. You are my hiding place, shidi kidi karabo kubasi. You always fill my heart with songs. Kuri di karabo kubakashi kidi kidi kuri bashi dadadi didi kuri bashi kidi. Rikare bas with songs of deliverance. Kudi di di bas, kidi kudi kara bas. Amba ye di 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 di. Oshi kidi kuba, shikidi kuba sa da 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 kara bakuba. Shikidi di kidi bas. Mokudi bas, shikidi di kudi bas. Di 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 di. Kumba kash, di di di. Arabaya da 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 kaba. Shikidi di 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 kuba. Shikidi kidi kumba. Rimbayata siti di 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 bashi di kumbayata hariba siti di 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 koraba siti di 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 karaba siti di kori bashi di 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 karaba sadada mayaraba siti di 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 koraba siti di kumbaka siti di kudi bashi di di kori bashi di 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 bushi kadi makarabo kubashi di 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 kubasa di 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 koraba siti di 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 kumbaka sada di 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 kabashi di 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 kori bashi da 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 da. Rikini di 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 kubashi di 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 bashi da 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 kabosa da 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 makashi di 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 basa da 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 rimbata kasi di 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 kurabashi di 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 kurabasa da da di 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 makasha da 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 di 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 kurabasa di 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 karabasa di 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 ba makashi di 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 kuribasa di 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 kurabashi di 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 ambaya da 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 karabosa di 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 kurabashi. Holy Spirit, you are holy. Kori bashi kidi di di di. You are holy. Karabakashi kidi di korabasa di 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 ba. Precious Savior God, you are holy. You are worthy to be praised and adored. You are worthy to be glorified. Shandi di di bakara bakasi di 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 di. Oh, guide us, O God. Walk with us, O God. The Karabashi, the Karabashi, the Karabos, the Ambaya, the Boshi, the Koribas, the Korabakashi, the Orabashi, the Koribashi, the Koribas, the Bas, the We adore you, O God. We magnify you, Lord. We magnify you, Lord. We adore you. We give you glory. Shari, the Bas, the Kambakarabos. We give you honor and adoration. O Kunimasi, Idi Hashi. O Yamatsi, Kissi, Idi Boshi, Idi Kuribashi, Idi Kuribashi, Idi Kuribashi, Idi Basa, da 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 da. Ricabo shikini di kuriba shikini karabo sutu lolo di di ba shikini di kuraba sena da nani. Ambaya di 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 kuriba shikini di kurabo sutu lolo di ba si. Ambaya di 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 kabo shikini di kuraba sena da nani. Oh God, we honor you, we adore you, we magnify you, Lord. We thank you for who you are, Rabba shikini di kuriba sena da. You're a gracious Father, you're a gracious God. Di ba shikini di kuriba sena da nani. On our own we can do nothing. Di ba shikini di karaba sena da nani. Ayara ba sena da nani shikini da nani. Makare ba shikini di kuriba sena da nani. Di kuriba sena da nani. Mukuri bashi kini kuri bashi dini dini kuri bashi dini dini kuri bashi dini 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 kuri bashi dini kara bashi dini dini makari bashi dini 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 kuri bashi dini 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 kara bashi dini dini kuri bashi dini 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 kuri bashi dini 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 kuri bashi dini 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 abadadara bashi dini dini kuri bashi dini dini kiri usha na 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 Makati kasi kiti kuri kama kasi kiti kora makasi kiti kuri asono mono mikari moshi idi idi basi idi idi. It takes your hand, it takes your power, it takes your mercy, it takes your grace, it takes your goodness. So kuri idi idi kama moshi no doba ribasi idi idi ba riba na kama moshi idi idi basi idi idi kama moshi idi idi. Ribada da di 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 kuri bashi di 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 basa da 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 da. Oh makari bashi di 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 kuri basa di 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 karabasi di di. Mokuri baya kari bashi di 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 kora basi di di kuri basi di 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 kuri basi di 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 kora ba. Ribasi di 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 bashi di 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 kumba kari di 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 kuri bashi di di kuri basi di di. Ribasa da di di di. Ribasi di 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 di. Ribasi di 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 karabashi di 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 kora ba. Da karaboshi kuri di basi di di. Ribasi di 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 kuri bashi di 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 karabashi di 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 bosa da da da. Amba kari bashi di 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 kora basi di 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 di. Amba di 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 karabashi di 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 kora basolo lo di 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 basi di 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 karabosa da da. Amba kase di di karabaya karabashi di di kora basi di 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 di. Ori basi di 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 kora basi di 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 karabosolo lo ba. Amba kari basi di 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 basa da 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 karabashi di 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 kora basi di di. Amba kase di di karabashi kumbu lo lo da da bosa di di di. Karabosolo lo lo boko shi di 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 karabasi di di di. Amba ni di ni ma. Amba ya kari basi di di. Open our eyes, O God. Open our eyes. Idi karibasi, idi kudikasi, idi de korabasi, da da da. Ribasi, de korabasi, de karabasi, de. Oh God, Your grace, Your mercy, Your wisdom, Your kindness. Idi bakasa, idi de korabasi. We need you more and more. Kori bashi kidi di kori bashi da 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 da. We need you more and more. Kori bashi kidi kori bashi da di 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 kori bashi kidi di kori bashi da 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 da. We need you more and more. Shikidi kora bashi di 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 kori bashi kidi di 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 kora bashi da da da. We need you more and more. Shakari bashi da di 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 kora bashi kidi di kora bashi da 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 da. Rikari bashi kidi di kora bashi da 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 da. Rikari bashi kidi kora bashi da 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 da. Karabashi da 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 bashi da 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 da. We need your presence, we need your divine hand, we need your divine grace. De barabashi de de korabashi de de korabashi da da. Rabashi de 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 karabashi de de musa da 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 da. Rabashi de korabashi de de korabashi da 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 da. Ramoso do koreba ya karabashi de korabashi de de. Rambata kashi de de korabashi de 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 karabashi do do. Ambadi ambaya kadi de 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 koribashi de 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 karabashi de korab karabashi de karabakashi de de. Orabashi da da. Arabas, The eyes of our understanding flooded with light, shikidiba rabutoko ba shikidiba sakadi rikadidiba sedede rikadidiba doko dibataka na ba shikidiba sedede rikadiba shikidiba sedede rikadaba shikidiba Mukoriba Sakadabashi in the Yidibas, Rikadika Abakashi in the Kidikanka Bakaboshi in the Kidika, Rikadi Dibushi in the Kidi, Ambaya Dada, Ambaya Kadidikanaboshi in the Dididikabashi. Mikariba Yakarabos, Deeper in love with you, deeper in love in your presence, deeper in love in your truth, deeper in love with you, experience your hand, we experience your power, we experience your goodness. You opened our eyes, oh God. You opened our eyes, you flooded our eyes with light, the eyes of our understanding with light, oh God. The eyes of our inner man with light, the light of the gospel, the light of understanding, the light from your throne room, the light of truth. Thank you, Kuribashi, in the Kurabas, 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 Oh God, we need your light. We need your light. We need your light. Let there be light. Let the light that you shine on the face of Jesus Christ. The light arise and shine, for your light has come. Fill us with light. Fill us with understanding. Fill our thoughts with understanding. Fill us with the fullness of the measure of God in bodily presence. Oh, fill us with the fullness of the measure of the Godhead. Indeed, you have chosen to dwell in man. What a mystery. Father, I thank you. Reveal this mystery. Reveal this understanding. Reveal this truth, O God. Reveal this wisdom, O God. Wisdom from on high. We need your wisdom from on high. We cancel every plans of the evil one, oh God. We cancel every works of darkness, we cancel every works of the enemy. We need you, God. We need you more and more. Oh, precious Savior, indeed you are faithful. Precious Savior, indeed you are holy, God. Precious Savior, indeed you are gracious. Sharabasada didi korabasada de rabasada da da baya karabu sodoro didi bashi de de basada mokori bashi didi karabasada de karabasada de. Oh God, we look unto you. Oh God, we look unto your promises that are yes and amen. Oh God, oh God, Jesus, your promises are yes and amen. Sharabasada de korabasada de. Your promises are true. Oh God, all your promises are true. Oh God, all your words are true, oh God. All your faith is true, oh God. All our hope is in you. All our trust is in your presence, oh God. We need you more and more. I need you more and more. I need you more and more. In your presence we find peace, oh God. In your presence we find joy, oh God. In your presence we find comfort, oh God. In your presence we find direction. Oh God, you are faithful, oh God. You are holy. Oh Jesus, you are holy. You are holy. You are holy, God. You are holy. and say, I am a child of God. You split the sea so I can walk right through it. He's drowned in perfect love. She did it, did it, oh, shinibasadada, rikadibasadadidi, in the highest. Let a king believe, said I, Hosanna. Kuribashidibosadidibosadadada. Sana in the highest, let your king believe, said I. Oh, Sana, Now in the highest, let a king believe, said I, Hosanna. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for this day. Thank you that we can hear from you and we can be taught by you, O God. May your name be praised, be worshipped, and be glorified. We honor, we adore you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, praise God. Praise God. It's another good morning that God has given us. And we thank him. Indeed, any time that we get to gather in God's presence, God always has a plan for it. He always values it, and one thing, or the things that we learn, is that God is ever ready. When you're ready, when you come to God, he's more than ready for you too. And that's the beauty of our God. And he's a God that speaks. He's a God that teaches. He's a God that is concerned for us. And in all these things, we know that we are more than conquerors. Yeah, and so today, I want us to look at Ephesians. And we want to look at the Paul's prayer for the Ephesians. And I believe there's some wisdom in it that God wants us to look at. And I pray that God will give us some grace to understand and flood our eyes with light and understanding. So we'll open up the scriptures to Ephesians chapter 1 from verse 15. And then we're going to read up to 23, and then we'll see how much we can do today by his grace, and then tomorrow, or there and the day after, we shall carry on.
So we shall read Ephesians chapter 1. I'm going to read from verse 15. And it says, "Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus, and love unto all the saints, I cease not to give thanks to you for you, making mention of you in my prayers." Verse 17, "That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints." Verse 19, "And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ, when he raised him from the dead, and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. And he has put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is the body of it, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all." And I'd want to also read it in spoiled for choice. Okay, let me read it in Amplified, and so that we can also have a clearer understanding. It says, Ephesians 1 from verse 15, it says, "For this reason, because I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all God's people, I do not cease to give thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. I always pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may grant you a spirit of wisdom and revelation that gives you a deep and personal, intimate insight into the true knowledge of him, for we know the Father through the Son. And I pray that the eyes of your heart, in bracket the very center and core of your brain being, may be enlightened, in bracket flooded with light by the Holy Spirit, so that you will know and cherish the hope, in bracket the divine guarantee, the confident expectation to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, God's people, and so that you will begin to know what the immeasurable and unlimited and surpassing greatness of his active spiritual power in us who believe. These are in accordance with the working of his mighty strength, which he produced in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, whether angelic or human, and far above every name that is named, above every title that can be conferred, not only in this age and world, but also in the one to come. And he put all things in every realm in subjection under Christ's feet, and appointed him as supreme and authoritative head over all things in the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills and completes all things in all believers." Now, going back to the beginning, we need to understand that Paul's relationship with the, you know, with the Ephesian church. And Paul, as we know, when he first went to Ephesus, and Ephesus was one of the churches in is it Macedonia? And where, when he went, I mean, in one of his missionary journeys, he, as he got to that place, then he went, this is the place where we're told in Acts, where he went by the, you know, by the beach, and he found some disciples. And when he found these disciples, he started speaking to them, and he asked them, ah, so what did you, what gospel did you preach? I mean, like, have you ever heard of the Holy Spirit, or have they been baptized by the Holy Spirit? And they said, we've never even heard of a Holy Spirit. And then he asked them, what baptism did you receive? Then they said they received the baptism of John. And then he told them the baptism of John was a baptism of repentance. But then, so he, and then he told them of Jesus. So he baptized them in the name of Jesus. Then he also laid his hands on them, and they were baptized in the Holy Spirit. And he spent enough time with them, teaching them. He spent up to almost 3 years teaching with them. And later on, he moved on. And then, as he was going back to his final journey, he passed, he had a shipwreck where he was able to meet again the Ephesian leaders. But one thing that we can see is that ever since he left them, and when he, even he was in prison, he writes to them, and he starts to tell them of the things that his prayer is for. And we are going to see the content of Paul's prayer. And I want to say, I believe this is one of the most potent prayers that any believer can make, because it will result in you receiving the spirit of wisdom and revelation, you coming to understand the things of God, the place of God, the authority of the believer, and everything that God has prepared and anticipated for the believer. So the first thing that we see is that ever since he heard of their faith and their love unto the saints, ever since he had, he could sense, or he was informed that they had established their faith in Christ, their faith in God, and they were loving God. That means that the faith in Jesus was established, and it was evident with the their character, which was expressed in love unto the brethren. And this could be in giving, could be in teaching, could be in evangelism. He says that he did not stop giving thanks for them. And this is one of the characters that we see of, or characteristics of Paul's prayer was thanksgiving. And even of Jesus's prayer was thanksgiving. And if you link it also to Philippians chapter 4, from verse 5, he says that we are told that do not be anxious for anything, but in everything with prayer and supplication, present your requests to God with thanksgiving. So thanksgiving forms one of the core components of a prayer, and should be actually a key starting point of prayer. And remember, when we were looking at the form of prayer that Jesus taught, and where we're expressing the holiness, the worship to God, the adoration to God, this is a place of thanksgiving. So thanksgiving has a very important role in prayer. One, because you are recognizing that what God has done. So thanksgiving looks at, I will say, three aspects. It will look at what God has done in the past, in that you look back as you're praying, as you're thanking God. I thank you for the night. I thank you for, you know, for my health. I thank you for what you've done in the past. As you're praying and giving thanks to God for yourself, for people, you're looking at what God has done in the past. It's like if you had a child and they came to you and they're like, Daddy, I thank you that you've been taking care of my school fees. I thank you that you've been providing food in the house. You will see that the father will be happy and will be wondering, okay, my child, what is it that you want? Rather than a child who comes and is like, you have not paid my fees. And you'll wonder, yeah, I know, but is it automatic that you expect this without realizing that there is a thanksgiving process, there is a process of understanding, there's, you know, there's that. So And even Jesus, you know, when he healed the lepers, 10 were healed and only one came back to give thanks, was a Samaritan. And he asked, where are the 9? Were not 10 healed? Was none found to come back and give glory to God? So what we see is that even God expects us to thank him. And he expects thanksgiving. So thanksgiving is a key component of prayer, and is actually a primary component of prayer. And we are told to present our requests with thanksgiving. The things that you're presenting to God, you present them with thanksgiving as you're thanking God for what he has done. Secondly, you need to also thank God for what he is doing currently, because God is at work even in this moment, even when we don't see it. You know, the fact that you slept in the night and nothing happened to you, then that is something to be grateful for. The fact that you woke up, you breathed in, you breathed out. The fact that you're able to hear, you're able to see, you're able to communicate. There are people who are losing their sight, or who've lost their sight, or who are in a place where something is not good with their health. So you also thank God for the present things, what is happening. And then also there is also a prophetic thanksgiving, in that you're thanking God ahead for the future. You're thanking God for the things that are coming. You're thanking God for the things that you are believing God for. You know, when you believe God for something, and God, as in, let's say you've been praying, and we've been saying that when you're praying for something, there's a place for persistence until God gives you an answer. And we mentioned that answer will be a confirmation, might be a word, might be a spiritual substance. But when you get that spiritual substance, then you can give thanks to God in advance for what he has done. And your prayer switches from, oh God, I'm still praying for this. Oh God, I'm still praying for this. Oh God, still heal me, heal me, heal me. But your prayer is that, Father, I thank you that you have healed me. And I thank you that it is going to manifest. It has not yet manifested physically, but I believe it is going to manifest in my body. And so that is a prayer of thanksgiving. So we can see that Paul is saying, I cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayer. So Paul actually will mention the Ephesian church. Specific, remember we mentioned the importance of praying for the saints, praying for people by mentioning their names. And verse 17, going on to that, it says that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. For me, what strikes me here is that he was seeing that they loved God. He was seeing that they understood, you know, the doctrine, the aspects of faith. Their lives was practical. But he realized that he needs to pray something extra for them. So you can see the apostle is praying that God will give them the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of God. That tells me that every believer should be praying this prayer and saying, Father, I pray that you may give unto me the spirit of wisdom and revelation. That tells you that wisdom, remember, wisdom is the Bible calls wisdom the principal thing, Sophia. And wisdom is not just intelligence. Wisdom is knowing what to do at the right time and knowing the mystery, or having deep understanding of what it is, of how things run. It's just like you can get to a point. Let's say a mechanic will get to a point where he knows the mechanics, he understands the cars. There's a way that you, when you hear a certain noise, the noise does not mean anything to you in the car, but the mechanic has gotten to the point where he has gone beyond the skill, and he will just know, this is the bearing, these are the bushes, or this is something that is in the next 2 months will knock down your engine. So they've gone beyond just mere comprehension of facts to the application, to the right, you know, instruction. And this spirit of wisdom, that means you get to a point where
you now not only know about God, you not only have the knowledge about God, but you have the knowledge of the ways of God. You have a deeper understanding of how things work in the spiritual world, of how things work in how God deals with men and how God deals with the believers. And he says, a spirit of wisdom and revelation. Now, wisdom is a principal thing. Wisdom is Christ himself. Wisdom is now that faculty that opens your eyes, that gives you true skill, understanding, that you become a skilled teacher. You understand? Like the way if you find preachers of the gospel, they're those who can give you 10 points. And it's more of like, oh, 1, 2, 3, 4. But then there's another preacher who has digested those points and can digest those 10 points into 3 and compact them in a way that once you've had it, you never forget them. So there's a way that a skill that comes from not just book knowledge or listing of things, but an application of wisdom. And so it says that prayer that God may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Now, revelation speaks of the unveiling of things. Because with God loves to hide things in mysteries. And that's it's just part of his wisdom. Not everything with God is just in the open. And because if it is in the open, the enemy would have done their own things. They would have had their own plans. Remember, the Bible tells us that if the powers of this world, if the rulers of this world had known that by crucifying Jesus, it would have been redemption for all mankind, they would never have killed Jesus, the Lord of glory. But God hid it in a mystery. So that means in life there are mysteries to things. You will find that there are mysteries to your family. And some mysteries are put in place by covenants that were made years back. Years back. I think there's this story of David when there was a famine in Israel. I may not be able to get it for now. But there was a famine in Israel and for 3 years, and David inquired of the Lord, what is the reason for this famine? And the Bible says the Lord revealed it to him. It is because Saul killed the Gibeonites, mistreated the Gibeonites and killed them. So in that revelation, in that prayer, God was able to reveal to King David that the reason why your nation is going through famine is because of the sin of a king. It's because of the sin of King Saul. And remember, they had a covenant with the Gibeonites. They were not supposed to mistreat them. They were not supposed to kill them. But Saul turned on them. So revelation is, they call it the apocalypse, is the unveiling, is the making bare. And there are things that God will reveal that you might not have known. Like you can be interacting with someone and to you think this person has good intentions. But in the night, God shows you a dream where this person maybe is coming to attack you, or someone is coming, the intentions of this person are not right. Now that is revelation. That is revelation. And I think in terms of revelation, there are many things that God will reveal, but not every revelation is for you to speak out. That is also wisdom. Some revelations are given to you for you to pray for them. It's a responsibility. So when you ask God for the spirit of wisdom and revelation, and he reveals certain things, you need to apply love. Remember when we learn about the gifts of the Spirit, that even if you have the tongues of men and of angels and you do not have love, even if you have the gift of prophecy or whatever, but you do not have love, you're only a clanging cymbal.
So it speaks of there's a mystery to how we apply our gifts. So even if God reveals certain things, there is a wisdom to which how you speak it. That's why there are things that are secrets. That's why the Bible says the secret of the Lord is with those who fear him. The counsel of the Lord is with those who fear him. So there are things that God reveals. And even you'll realize that even those who are in the prophetic gift, even if God has revealed something to them, they will release it in parables. They will do it in coded language. They will not say it completely, but then they will say, he that has understanding, may you have understanding. That means that there's something that God has revealed, but it's not the time for it. So, as a believer, if you're praying and you're asking God, grant me the spirit of wisdom and revelation, you're telling God that, God, I need to know your workings. I need to know how miracles are done. You know, it's not like they are formulas, but there are ways that God has already patterned that things happen. And one day you'll just come and realize in your life that for you, there is a thing that gets you closer to God. For some, it is prayer. For some, it is study of the Word of God. For some, it is worship. For some, it is fasting. So these are mechanics that God gives you that has shown you that in your encounters with God, these are some of the angles that get you to a place where you can hear God. So, like what we've been learning, these are mechanics and these are part of the wisdom that God grants us to understand him and to know him better. So that's why we're saying, in the knowledge of him, spirit of wisdom and revelation, you need to pray and ask God, grant me the spirit of wisdom and revelation. God, I need the spirit of wisdom and revelation. The reason why people just read the Bible as a storybook and don't understand it is because they lack the spirit of wisdom and revelation. And I tell you, when God opens your eyes and grants it to you, the Bible will become open to you. Like Genesis to Revelation will be like one story. And you will realize that it is just one book. And that's where you can pick this side and you merge the two. And someone will be like, but how did you merge it? How did you think this links to this verse, this links to this verse? It is because God has granted you the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Then it says, verse 18, that the eyes of your understanding be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what is the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. When it says the eyes of your understanding, it says that, NLT says that, I pray that your hearts be flooded with light. When we speak of your heart here, it's the very center and core of your being, your inner man. We're praying that your inner man be flooded with light by the Holy Spirit. Remember, light here is not just torch. Light here is that light that God said in the beginning, let there be light. Remember, that light is different from the light of the sun, because the light of the sun and the moon was created later. But that light is the light that shines in the face of Jesus Christ, is the light that enables all things to be created. So when God floods your eyes, your inner man with light, that is the light that casts out darkness. Let there be light. Arise and shine, for your light has come. So what you need is light of God. The light of God makes everything clear. Then you will realize that, oh, now I understand it. Now, this is a prayer that Paul was praying for the Ephesian church and is also an example for us, that can we pray, God, grant me your light. Flood my heart with light. Give me light, that I do not walk in darkness, that I walk in your truth. I walk in the ability that you've given us. And then it says that you might know the hope of his calling. Remember, hope is very important. Hope means that God grants us a divine guarantee. It's an assurance that God gives us that, you know what, this life, we have eternal life. We have Zoe. We have the life of God. Can you imagine the life of God in you? And that life of God cannot coexist with the devil. And that is why, as a believer, when you know that the Holy Spirit is inside of you, then that means you have the assurance that you cannot be possessed by the devil. Because your body cannot have a dual membership or a dual indwelling of the demons and the Holy Spirit at the same time. It is not possible. And you cannot be having a union with Christ. You're married to Christ. At the same time, you're married to the marine spirit. That is not possible. It is not possible at all, because if you are united with Christ, remember the Bible tells us that he that is in Christ is one with the Lord. And that is why when you know you're one with the Lord, you cannot take yourself again and unite yourself with a prostitute. That means that you are desecrating your initial covenant. You're desecrating the covenant that God has given you, the union that you have with Christ, and you're taking your body, which is the temple of the Holy Spirit, and uniting it with a prostitute. So that we should not even think about. And this is what we are trying to see, that God is opening our eyes, our understanding, to know the hope of his calling and what is the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. I don't know if you understand, or if God will open your eyes to see and to know that God has called us into glory. And you know, glory is beauty. Glory is majesty. Glory is splendor. You can imagine for us how we understand glory in our time is, because I think we no longer have as many kings as we want, you know, as in the past. But in those days, kings would express their glory. They would express their beauty. Okay, give an example of presidents now. When presidents are moving, everyone marvels. Why? Because you see expressions of glory, expressions of power. You see how the cars move, the convoys. They're always new cars, clean, no mud, nothing. And they move, they take care of the road, everyone moves. Now, that is an expression of glory. But now, Christ is telling us that when your eyes are open, when your heart is enlightened, when you understand the hope of God's calling, you will know that you, as a believer, you have so much riches in the glory of the inheritance of the saints. That means you, as a Christian, there is a glory that you walk in, that if God opens your eyes to see, and is not seeing physically, as remember we saw, yes, that could happen, but the eyes of your understanding, your inner man, your heart to understand that you are surrounded by angels. You are covered. You know, when the Bible says that angels are ministering spirits sent to those who inherit salvation, that means that angels are ministers to you. They are your servants. They are sent to you. You just don't know it. But if God is to give you the understanding that you are covered, you are protected, you have a hedge of protection around you. Remember, like Job. Job had a hedge of protection around him, but he didn't know. A hedge of fire the devil could not touch. So there are riches of the inheritance that God has for the saints. Now, these are things that God reveals to us. Health, you can see, health is one of the riches. Resources are one of the riches. Prosperity, because prosperity is more than just money. It is your well-being, it's your family, it's your children. Everything that God has prepared, everything that God has given. God is concerned about your life. And one of the things that we learn about the saints is that we grow from one level of glory to another. Can you say we are growing from one level of glory to another? We are not at the same space we were. The longer we live, the brighter we shine. The path of the just is always growing brighter and brighter till the morning day. Paul prayed for the Ephesian church and told them, you know what? Pray to God. I pray to God that God will give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in knowledge of him, and that your eyes of your heart, the eyes of your understanding will be flooded with light, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. I want you to ask yourself, what is this inheritance that God has prepared for you? What is this thing that God has promised? When Jesus told his disciples, I am going in my Father's house, there are many mansions. If it were not so, I will not tell you. I'm going there to prepare a place for you. And after that, I will come and take you to be with him. There is a place, there is an inheritance that God has prepared for the saints. And we, the saints, are the believers. Saints are not those who people who have died years later and then people make them saints. No, 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 no. A saint is a believer. You now, right now, you are a saint because you are redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. It is God who has justified us and made us holy. We are the saints. Now we are the saints. So it's not that we will be saints later. So there is something that God has prepared for us, but ask God, pray for the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Pray that God will give the eyes of your heart, your inner man, understanding and flood it with light. I think today we'll stop there, and then tomorrow we shall be able to continue looking at the power that God has prepared for the saints. And this is part of the inheritance of the saints. And we'll also see the position of the believer and the position of Christ in the heavens. So I will stop there for today, and we will carry on by the grace of God tomorrow. So, my brother, you're welcome. Good? Okay, let us pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you. I honor your holy name. I thank you for your word, that you're teaching us your grace. You're teaching us your truth. And we're praying this prayer this morning that, Lord God, we give thanks for what you've done in our lives. We give thanks that you've covered us, you've kept us, you've protected us. And I pray that you give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Give us the spirit to understand, the spirit to go beyond knowledge, the spirit of revelation, that things that are hidden will be laid bare, that we shall not walk in darkness, we shall not walk into traps of the enemy, but we shall know what are the hearts of men, we shall know the things that men hide, but the things that you want us to know. And I pray that you grant us the wisdom to know how to deal with revelation, how to deal with the word, how to be skillful with the word, that we shall know the things that you have prepared for us. You shall give us the light in our inner man, in the hearts, in our hearts, that we shall be flooded with light. We shall have understanding. And I pray that, Lord, you shall give us grace to know what is the hope of our calling, that you have called us as saints. And that indeed we shall have full expression of the glory and the riches of the glory that is available in the inheritance for the saints. And even as we go on and do our various things, I pray that you shall be with us and help us until we meet again another time. The Lord, it shall be for your glory. Until next time, may your presence be with us and with everyone that has listened. In Jesus' mighty name we pray and believe. Amen. Okay, shalom. Bye-bye.